The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How we doing out there? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, there's a lot of you guys that are new listeners, and you don't know what the Dr. Dahlia Show is. Good. Okay. It's a very good show. It is a very good show. Okay. Guys, back me up on this one, please. Okay. Welcome. You'll be very, very happy. I'm Dahlia. I am your host. Some of you don't know who I am. I am 22 years old. I am natural blonde, blue eyes. I'm about 105 pounds. I'm a 38C. Just go with the guys. Come on, come on, back me up here. The new people are being introduced to me. Come on. Don't listen to them. They're going to lie and say I'm in my 40s. Don't listen to them. But honestly, I'm a medical doctor. A lot of you guys don't realize that. I am. I went to medical school. I did, and I passed. I got a medical degree from the University of Nevada, Reno. And I did my last year at UCLA, which is why I talk about a lot of my UCLA experience. But I graduated from Reno, and I have my degree from Reno, University Medical School of Reno, and it was one of the best medical schools I could have ever imagined. I, as a medical student, was delivering babies and performing hysterectomies and appendicitis, appendectomies. So wouldn't have gone anywhere else. And I'm really grateful for the education I got at UCLA, too. Then I came back to Las Vegas, did a residency in family medicine. So I am family medicine trained family medicine doctor. I became chief resident senior year, or my senior resident year, co-chief resident with Dr. Ramanathan. Nobody else wanted the job. But anyway, it's okay. It looks good on my resume. And then I opened up a private practice in Las Vegas, Nevada. While in training, I got my license in Arizona, and I created myself a job in the Lake Havasu emergency room, and I was an emergency room physician for some time until I was able to open up my practice and start in Nevada. So I worked there for about a year to 2 years. I was an urgent care physician in Bullhead City. And I was also an urgent care physician in Las Vegas. And there's some stories that many of you guys have heard from my urgent care days, some pretty significant ones. And then I opened up my practice. And then this year, I closed my practice after 16 years of private practice, and I became appointed as faculty to Troy University as Director of Communications, Community Service Learning, and I am an assistant professor. So those are my qualifications. So I hope you think I am qualified to do this show. On a personal note, I am a Gemini. I know. You know what? It's true. It's true. We Geminis, we kind of have two different personalities. Okay, you have my one personality, which is really, really nice and really outgoing and really, really fun and really, really energetic. And then you got my next personality where I'm super energetic and I'm super giggly and I go, ah! So I do. I have those two personalities. Today, I'm a little bit more mellow. It's one of the more mellow personality days. So you'll only hear me talk like this when I talk really, really fast and try to get through the medical stories like that. As opposed to the second personality, and I still got to take a version, got to and something like that. So, today will be kind of a slower pace because we've got new people here. But there is an advanced level of my show. We have a remedial level, we have a regular level, and then we have an advanced level. Okay, the remedial level, and guys, a lot of you need the remedial level. Now, don't give me that. The remedial level of the show is for those of you that have been listening for the last, what I've been on air since, for the last 7 years. You've been listening to the show, but you just don't pick any of it up. So when I bring up Zika or Ebola, and you guys in turn ask me back, you know, either by email or what have you, or on Facebook or Twitter, you know, what bacteria is that? And I'm like, it's a virus. I have to do the remedial show because I kept saying it's a virus. Or when many of you think that you don't have to wear condoms when you have sex because you are immune to an STD because you think you're a Superman, I need to do my remedial class. Okay? Many of you think, I won't go into it. So it's okay. Remedial class just means I need to get you guys up to speed. Okay? There's nothing bad about it. Just gotta get you guys up to speed because otherwise you're not gonna understand the next lecture. And in a way these are lectures because I am training you all to be doctors. Now, maybe you may not get an official medical degree, but I gotta tell you, man, you guys are learning a whole bunch of stuff. Like, for example, we learned today in the news that they have discovered what the Zika virus structure looks like. So you guys will be the first ones to know what the Zika virus structure looks like, whereas everybody else at work that doesn't listen to Dr. Dolly Show has no clue. Okay, you guys want the answer now? It's kind of wiggly. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a little wiggly. Yeah, that's the Zika virus structure. See? Okay, so you see, you guys are basically, medical professionals by the time you get done with my show. No, you aren't supposed to be able to perform CPR. You still need to be CPR certified. You will not be able to perform surgery in a hospital. Sorry. But you will understand a lot more about what's going on. So if you did want to impress the babes and go, well, the reason why that's happening to you is it's because of the permeability of your pseudostratified columnar epithelium. Oh, that sounds so smart. Pseudostratified columnar epithelium. Say it again. You see? So my job is to make sure you guys get the babes. My job is to make sure you guys get smart. My job is to make sure that you guys stay healthy. And that's what the Dr. Dahlia Show is about. Now, I don't just talk about medicine, and I don't just talk about health. I talk about everything. Whether if there's something going on with our educational system, if there's something going on in politics, if there's something going on with the economy, you bet your butt I have an opinion on it. And look, I ran a business for years. I've worked in a variety of jobs. I've waited tables. I've flipped burgers. I'm a mom. I'm a daughter-in-law. Oh, boy, can I teach you and school you guys on how to deal with in-laws. So, this is what my show encompasses. So I hope you guys learned something. Roll up your sleeves, crack your knuckles. We've got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is an interesting email. I want to go right to this before we get to medical headlines. Ryan writes, my wife is very secretive. She's on the internet all night long when she comes home. She erases all her texts from her phone, and she has a separate Facebook account that she won't let me access. Should I be suspicious? I can't tell you how often I hear this, where people can't go online to their spouse's email or Facebook. I'm hearing this more and more and more. I remember the first time I heard about this, this was like a couple years into Facebook getting big. And I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, it's a Facebook isn't really a big deal. I mean, it's odd, but wow. I mean, I can't tell you how common this is. couples not being able to look at each other's Facebook and how people care. And I got to tell you, Ryan, you ask if you should be suspicious. I would say absolutely. I would say 1,050% you should be suspicious. This is your wife for crying out loud. All right. And wives and husbands out there. Really? You have a profile that's still technically public. I know everybody thinks Facebook is private. You're still publicly posting things. I mean, if you go to your Facebook settings, it still says public on there, because even if it's just your Facebook friends or whatever, you're still posting, you know, publicly to your friends, etc. Even though maybe now I think they changed it to just friends only or whatever. I don't understand that. I don't understand couples that have married couples that have separate bank accounts. I don't get that. I mean, maybe I'm old fashioned. My husband and I have been married almost 20 years now. But if I yelled at him to not look at my emails, what, or my Facebook, what am I posting that I don't want him to see? Now, somebody could argue, well, birthday present. You're trying to work on his birthday present, so you don't want him to see that. All right, well, okay, how long do you work on someone's birthday present? A week or two? All right, so we're talking a week or two. Okay, what's the excuse for the other 51 weeks of the year? Okay, you can't be saying a present. I mean, if my husband would not let me see his Facebook, and honestly, he doesn't really post on Facebook, so no big deal. Absolutely, I would be suspicious. Now, I'm not saying you have to divorce anybody, but I would say absolutely be suspicious. And here's the thing. I mean, I know most doctors don't want people, you won't really hear a lot of doctors say, all right, well, I want you to be suspicious. I want you to be, you know, a lot of us doctors don't like to go there, but me as your radio doctor, of course, I want you all over that. And I want you suspicious because I need to make sure you don't get an STD. If there is any inclination that your partner could be cheating, you are at some serious risk for some STDs, as well as certain conditions that could kill you, obviously. So this is some very serious stuff. And I mean, I remember, what was that movie with Glenn Close and, okay, it's a very famous movie in the 80s where he had an affair and then she tried to kill him. Fatal Attraction. Was it Fatal Attraction? Okay, for those of you that are too young to remember that movie in the 80s, you gotta see it. Okay, and I'm not saying anybody that cheats with your spouse is gonna turn around and kill you or whatever, but you need to know as a woman or a man, if somebody is in your household, and I'm not talking literally, but figuratively, if somebody is breaking and this is just in cheating. Again, Ryan's wife may not be cheating, but going to the possible cheating thing. Okay, you need to know what's going on in your household. And your household and your home isn't so much the literal, plywood type of home. We're talking about, and we're not talking about house or apartment. We're talking about your home. And it means your home life, your family. All right, somebody breaking into that is doing so if they're cheating with your spouse. So you have every gosh darn right to know who this is, what they are, and what is being brought into your family, into your home, and being injected into it. Because that is some serious stuff. So I think anybody willing to, anybody concerned that there's some cheating going on, I think you have all the right to inquire about it. Now, there are some people that are very paranoid. I've had couples come in where the wife, like, I can't convince them. I don't know what to do. And it was an actual paranoia. And those can be very difficult. Okay. And then, you know, we need a psychologist involved to help, help them go through the process. But I got to tell you, with the exception of that one case, 99.999999% of all the other cases, somebody was cheating and that person was right on the money. Okay, we're not stupid. We have animalistic instinct when it comes to cheating, all right? The animal kingdom and nature or God gives us the innate ability to find out if something is sullying the home or the family. We pick up on it instinctively. Doesn't have to be a smell of cologne. Doesn't have to be a smell of you showering in the middle of the day when you don't usually shower. All right? Our instincts pick up immediately. So we just know when somebody's cheating. Now, what couples decide to do as a result is up to them. Some people say, you know what, I will have an open relationship, or we'll let this one slide, or, and that's up to you guys. Okay, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to, you know, advise you to divorce somebody or not. Or I remember Dr. Laura. Dr. Laura was very adamant of, you know, you married a cheater, you need to stay with the cheater. That's not, I'm not going to get into that. I mean, as I look at marriage a little differently, I look at marriage as I want somebody to be there with me, you know, till death do us part. You know, I want to grow old with somebody. So having some, you know, much younger person kind of come into the picture and go Google Gaga on my husband, will destroy that, commitment that my husband has. So no, this chick is gone. I mean, if that ever happened, she's out of here. So for me, no, I couldn't live in an open relationship. I got married because this is the one I want to be with the rest of my life. And if he doesn't want to be with me, he gets out. That's how I do it. My husband, I think, feels the same way. If I don't want to be with him, I could get the stepping. And that's just, you know, how our marriage, we've already defined that. All right. And so, we want to be with each other. I'm really surprised that he wants to be with me. I'm still blown away by that. So, if you have a spouse that won't let you see your Facebook or email, I would say, and I would get a marriage counselor involved. Okay. I would get a marriage counselor involved. And I would say, you know, look, I understand everybody wants some privacy. Okay. Privacy in the shower, privacy when you change, privacy with conversations with your mother, privacy with your friends. I get that. Okay, I understand if you want to talk to your friend or go out with the girls and talk, that's your therapy. I get that. But when you have access to a whole bunch of people and I, as your partner, do not get to be your partner with that, I'm concerned. Why don't you want me to be your partner on a social level? And that has to be discussed in a marriage therapy. And if you guys have any reasons why spouses should not be on your Facebook or et cetera, please let me know at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, one reason that's coming to mind that I think a lot of people are thinking is, well, what if you want to talk about your husband online? Well, you shouldn't be talking about your husband. If he's your partner, you shouldn't be bad-mouthing him on social media. You know, well, it's because, you know, you want to have friends, relationships with people he doesn't want you to have relationships with. Well, that needs to be investigated. Okay, is your partner somebody that's so abusive that he doesn't want you to have friends, period? Or is it that he doesn't want you friends with Dirk because Dirk was your old boyfriend back in high school? You know, all this has to be discussed in a forum where you feel like you could talk about it. You guys, if you guys can't communicate together, I would recommend doing so in front of a marriage therapist, somebody that can help guide you with this. But I think secrecy, and having a secret life and a secret bank account and not being true partners does start to break down and weaken the marriage. And then you guys need to redefine what your marriage is. And why are you guys married? If you guys are married because you're splitting the rent, there's other ways to split the rent. If you guys are married because you want to keep the kids together and you want to, you know, let the kids think that you guys have a cohesive unit, they're going to pick up on the secretive and the separate life anyway. So you got to be honest with the kids, because they're going to pick up on that, because they're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. All right? They're not stupid. Kids are smart. My kids always ask, are you mad at Dad? Like, why? Why? Well, you know, because, you know, Dad took a pillow downstairs. Well, he took a pillow downstairs because he's using the pillow for his back to watch a movie. Oh, okay, that's okay. Okay, good. And I'm like, wow. They notice that? Wow. You also can't lie to them either. Can't lie. I basically, for all their years of childhood, lied to them about everything. Tooth fairy, whatever. No. Now they know. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Back to the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So they say if you are addicted to smoking pot, they say it's your DNA's fault. They say scientists have identified three genetic markers that increase your risk of developing marijuana dependence. The disorder is marked by a person's inability to just quit smoking pot. Despite social, psychological, or physical impairments, or the problems it creates in their personal or professional life, according to the National Institutes of Health. Furthermore, the genetic factors that contribute to cannabis dependence are also linked to major depression, which may explain why the disorders are often experienced by the same people. The findings could lead to new treatments for cannabis use disorder, scientists at Yale University has said. Now, marijuana, they say, is the second most used and abused drug in the United States. The first is still nicotine, okay? And there is currently an accelerated decriminalization of cannabis, based on the perception that it is relatively harmless. Now, the researchers wrote in the journal JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry, says, in fact, cannabis use produces cravings, dependence, and drug-seeking behavior, as with the use of other substances. They say, additionally, marijuana use early in life has been linked to an increased risk for schizophrenia. And using the drug is also a risk factor for depressive symptoms. So, marijuana use is going to be on the rise. It is going to be, and I'm grateful for this, studied now at a better degree than it has been when it was considered illegal. So I have no problem with the, I have a couple problems with legalization, but I will support legalization of marijuana as long as multiple things are being done. One is they make sure that the infrastructure of cities and employment situations, et cetera, if we have all our ducks in a row. So, for example, if I have a nurse and she is smoking pot and supposed to be protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act, and marijuana is her medicine of choice, and then she injects one of the patients with the wrong medicine because she's got marijuana in the system, I don't get sued, she doesn't get sued, she doesn't get fired, I don't get fired, that kind of thing. All right, we don't know what the hell to do in that situation. We also don't know what to do with people who are impaired and driving. We really don't have an adequate means to see if somebody is under the influence right away. We have to take a blood test, a sample. We still don't have real good breathalyzers out there. And you could have eaten, you know, marijuana brownies. Does the breathalyzer pick up on that? So I don't think we have infrastructure ready. Another thing I demand is that we actually research. We find out what marijuana could be done from a medical standpoint, and we do adequate studies on that before we start telling everybody that they could use marijuana for seizures. So if in order to get this data, we need to legalize marijuana, then fine, I'm going to be for legalizing it. But what's been happening in the media is, and, you know, even in movies. I mean, in movies now, everybody's smoking pot in movies. And they're acting like this is just what you do. You go home at night, and you wind down by smoking pot. Well, I've never done that. I mean, maybe I would be much nicer to be around. Maybe I would sleep better. Maybe I would snack less. I don't know. I've never done that. But it seems like that's what society and TV and movies are making it appear that that's going to be the norm. And so a lot of you out there are already doing that, and then I see you as a patient or as a listener telling me you have depression, you're gaining weight, you're having memory issues, you're losing your job, you're having issues with your spouse. And, of course, I'm wondering, how is all this happening? And there are studies out. They don't get a lot of publicity. There are studies discussing people having job issues, people having social issues. Okay? If you don't have the fear that you're going to lose your job and that you're going to get fired and that you're not going to be able to, you know, feed the family, if you don't spaz out as a result of that, you're not really going to get out of bed the next morning to go to the job. No big deal. You know, another job will be there. Another job will be there. I'm good. You know, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And this is a problem that we have with society today. All right? Kids don't see the urgency of, you know, having certain skills or doing certain duties. Okay? I mean, when I was born, when I was growing up, okay? For example, chores. Can't tell you how many kids they don't have chores. This blows my mind. All right? If you wanted to eat, if you didn't want to get a beating, you did your chores. So you made sure dinner was cooked, house was clean, baby brothers were taken care of, garbage was out, leaves were raked, bathroom spotless, floor swept, vacuumed, feather dusters. I loved feather dusters. The blinds were done, beating the curtains, you know, all that stuff. And those were just routine things you had. And that's just a house. I didn't even live on a farm. Okay. And then my dad didn't have a store for most of his career. So it's not like we had to work at the store. My dad would go to people's houses and fix appliances. So he didn't really make a lot of money. And he did that. So I didn't have to do that, but I did have to help with some of the other parts of his job, answering the phones, organizing some things, etc. And that was just a given. Now I ask my kids to help. Many of you guys do too. And they're like, why do I get, do I get something for this? I go, you want to live in this house, you do this. I mean, we're not teaching kids an urgency. Okay? And now my kids, they're teenagers. So they're starting to go through the phase at school. Why am I learning this? This has absolutely no bearing on everyday life. There's no practicality. I remember having that same conversation as a kid. I remember going through the geometry theorems. Going, this absolutely is a waste of time. This has no bearing on my life. If I want to deliver a baby, this makes absolutely no sense that I'm wasting time on this. So they're now going through that. And I'm like, well, you need that because you need to get a job later. I could get a job without this. Really? So there's no urgency. Okay? And that's without pot even being in the mix. These are just the new millennials, post-millennials. This is just what this is just the new, age they're in. Now we add on top of that very easy access to marijuana. Our generation is going to be screwed if we are relying on the next generation to make sure they have their poop in order. So, I don't want to, get everybody all in a panic, but marijuana is going to be legalized. We're going to have a lot more entitlements. We're going to have a lot more unemployment. I've already talked about all the changes to the economy that we're going to see. And I don't think our children or our society is going to be ready. I mean, I have been very, very frustrated with the work ethic that I've seen with recent staff, from staff I had 15 years ago. I've been very frustrated, and I've voiced that frustration many times. I mean, it's like night and day, the staff I had years ago to the staff, I had before I closed my office. And, I've wondered if a lot of it is because of drugs and marijuana, et cetera. And what I did very, very often is I would say, guys, we're going to be doing drug testing next week. And all of a sudden, somebody doesn't show up to work the next day. So it was, marijuana being a legal drug is still a drug. And so, it's not going to be easy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys, we got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Look, there's a lot of medical information out and there's a lot of medical headlines. So what I'm doing is I am bulleting them and summarizing a lot of the headlines for you guys so they're very easy to digest. And some of you guys are like, oh, yeah, Dahlia, like I'll read them. You better read them, okay? Because I notice many of you still don't have any idea of what is going on out there. And some of these medical headlines, all of a sudden you hear about it and you're like, really, is that true? That's what I've been saying on my show the whole time. And I understand you guys can't listen to my show 3 hours a day, every day. I get that. So I try to bullet a lot of them for you. They're on my right now they're on my Facebook page at Dr. Dahlia or the Dr. Dahlia Show. And they're going to be on my Twitter. Actually, they're on my Twitter now at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. I think that's all it is. It's at Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, that's my Twitter handle. So I want you guys to be able to take advantage of that whenever you want. Yesterday we were talking about an article where apparently many people still don't understand the significance of Zika and all the risks and how to get it. And I don't understand that because I've been talking about it now for months. It's been all over the news. And I think I do get it. You guys are busy. I mean, when I was in medical school, I didn't have the time to sit there and watch the news. And I got to be honest, if any of you tell me that you really don't want to watch the news, that you can't stand all the politics and it's just not up your alley, I get that. You know, I've turn on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News, and I'm sitting there listening to a commentary on how great Hillary is or how great Trump is going to make America great again. And it's like, okay, well, that's fine and dandy, but I need some news. I need some news. I don't need to be entertained. If I want to be entertained, I can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. See? That's me. Or I could go to Thunder Down Under. That's very entertaining. All right? That's what if I want to be entertained, I got those options. I could turn on Netflix and I could watch House of Cards. Or I could watch reruns of Game of Thrones. I could get entertained by a variety of ways. But if I turn on the news, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, I just want news. Just give me bulleted news. And many of you guys aren't getting that, so you're not watching the news at all. Again, I don't blame you, but you need to still be up to date. So do what I do blame you for is not listening to my show or not taking advantage of the services that I offer. So stop it. Be nice. Keep it clean. So if I'm offering services, I want you guys to take advantage of those services. Okay, you know what? You got just grow up. All right, what else is here? There is a refrigerator-sized machine that makes prescription drugs on demand. I could see something like this get stolen. Scientists have created a compact machine that could churn out thousands of doses of a prescription medication in a day, putting the capabilities of a drug manufacturing plant into a device the size of a kitchen refrigerator. My kitchen refrigerator is kind of big. I wouldn't sit there and brag that it's as small as a refrigerator because with my kids and with what they want to eat, I mean, we got like a silo for our fridge. And nobody even eats leftovers. I don't get that. I'm like, guys, you want food? There's food. No, that's yesterday's food. I go, yesterday's food? Come on. Anyway, experts say the advance could eventually allow on-the-spot drug production. So you could get your Viagra in minutes. In special circumstances. Now, where this has applications is the battlefield, during epidemics like Ebola, after natural disasters, or in cases where a drug is needed for a rare medical condition. This is cool. This is phenomenal. This is probably one of the best things I've heard now in the last few years in terms of ingenuity. The research is detailed in the April 1 issue of Science. It took a new approach to producing prescribing drugs, which right now is often inefficient and time-consuming, plus very expensive, and you have to wait for a pharmaceutical company to be able to get the funding because many government programs don't, seem to jump in as quickly as they need to. I could just see so many applications of this. Chemical engineers at MIT use the so-called flow technology to develop a compact machine that can automatically turn raw materials into a finished pharmaceutical-grade medication. For now, the system is limited to making liquid versions of four common prescription drugs: the antidepressant fluoxetine, which is Prozac, an antihistamine like Benadryl, a sedative, diazepam, which is Valium, and lidocaine, a widely used local anesthetic. So we'll basically be able to sleep through a disaster, right, or not have anxiety, which is important. Okay, mind you guys, this is pretty important. They say we're also working on producing tablets, which are much more complicated to manufacture than liquid drug formulations, and other technologies such as 3D bioprinters could help make that happen. Many drug companies, they say, are already looking into alternative processing methods, one that are quote-unquote continuous and can be done at one location. This is great because we all remember what happened with Ebola. We have somebody on American soil that gets diagnosed in Texas with Ebola, and he is the first person in America to have it and to get diagnosed with it in America, not have to be transported here for treatment. And what does he get told? We're out. You're out of what? The medication to treat you. We're out. But I'm the first one. So we can't have that happen again. That is the biggest cluster. And he died. He died. All right? Nobody really talks about that. And I don't understand why we aren't having a BF on what happened there. My guess is all the medicine got hoarded. So let me see here. They say drugs are made in batches, and the ingredients, broad groups of chemicals known as reagents, catalysts, and solvents, are gradually added into a vat, stirred, and heated. Then the brew is analyzed to see if the chemical reactions are complete. That is so cool. The problem, according to Jensen, is that batch manufacturing has little flexibility to respond to surges in demand, such as epidemics. Plus, he added, there could be severe disruptions in the drug supply if one plant has to be shut down. So the compact system, his team, this is Dr. Jensen from MIT. Yeah, he's from MIT, I thought I said. I want to make sure Clavis Jensen from MIT. I don't know if he's single. I know, man. Sounds like a stud to me, man. Look at what he's doing. This is so cool. According to him, let me see, the compact system is continuous. Chemical reactions take place as chemicals flow through small tubes instead of sitting in large vats. I guess they call them vats. It's a vat. That's a real word, I guess. They say the result, according to Martin, that is complex and laborious drug-making steps are now all done in fully automated fashion. Martin said he could envision the compact system being used in a number of scenarios during a disease outbreak in a refugee camp or remote area, for example, or by individual hospitals that need large amounts of particular drug on a regular basis. And that's right. I mean, you need to be able to pump these out and do so quickly and methodically and there's another word for it, accurately, okay? Good. I had to rhyme with that. People love rhymes. It sells in radio. I got to rhyme. All right, so Jensen agreed that the technology... Okay, anyway, this is really good, but here's my thing. The battlefield. Can you imagine? Okay, this, and I understand many of us think we're not going to, you know, need this anymore as we introduce more robots on the battlefield, but listen, there's got to be more boots on the ground or actual... I don't want to use the word trench warfare, but I don't really foresee that we would be getting away from people on ground troops. I don't see us getting away from that anytime soon. So something like this where we have medicines, I mean, think about when penicillin was introduced in World War II. It was discovered before then, but that's when it was widely used during World War II. And they would bring the penicillin to the battlefield, but, you know, if they lost their stores, they didn't have it. And, imagine being able to produce these things massively. I don't know what the time frame is, but they got to figure out how to make sure then they have that the raw materials. You need the ingredients. So somebody's going to have to make sure the ingredients are protected. Really, really cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.